This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So glad you could join us this Friday night for Tech Vibe Radio. And Audrey, I'm really pumped for tonight's show.
Good friends.
Great friends, great partners, great just overall initiative. We're talking all tonight about the Bridge to Pittsburgh, connecting Cambria County and Johnstown to Pittsburgh. And it's been going on for about a year and a half now, maybe almost 2 years. How long?
Is that 2 years?
Yeah, it probably actually started 3 years ago as a Department of Defense initiative to help areas that have been affected by defense cutbacks, but really has geared up in the last year and a half, where we really started to bring on a business development person, Tyler, who's with me today, and really started working those partnerships between Cambria County and Pittsburgh.
It's been great.
It's been fantastic. Been great. The Tech Council's been amazing.
I've had the opportunity to come and speak and hang out, and I've been so surprised. First of all, Johnstown is so beautiful.
Thank you.
That is something.
It's an amazing city. It absolutely is.
Well, but I mean, it could be a resort town in terms
absolutely.
Of the actual mountains.
Yeah.
And
the outdoor recreation.
Right.
You know, amazing.
It's really amazing. So
better than that.
It sort of got my heart, though. Yeah. I said, we got to help them. We got to help figure out a way to create these pathways.
And
so thanks for your leadership on that.
Absolutely. And that was Mike Artem who kind of kicked us off with this as well, too. So, and Mike, you were like probably one of the most passionate Cambria County Johnstown guys that I know. So what's your backstory and what brought you to the Bridge to Pittsburgh?
What's your story?
What's your story, man?
Well, I've been in Johnstown for over 30 years. I worked at a local college, worked there for 30 years, moved on, did some work with the Chamber of Commerce, headed that for a while. And then wanted to really concentrate on projects I was really passionate about.
Right. Like the Bridge to Pittsburgh. Right?
Exactly right. Projects I thought could really move the needle for our community. We have a great community. We have a great area in Cambria County. The defense industry left a tremendous amount of talent in our area that is deposited there and stayed there. And now we're looking for opportunities to utilize that talent.
Exactly.
And so the Pittsburgh Tech Council was a great partner in this because it opened up doors for us. And really, the bridge is a two-way bridge. You know, we have a lot of value add that we can give to companies in Pittsburgh.
Exactly right.
And in an area where we have that talent, we have that work ethic, we have all the things that you would want to find in a partnership.
For sure. And Tyler, what brings you to the microphone today as part of this project of the Bridge to Pittsburgh?
Thank you for having me. You know, it's interesting because, as Mike said, about a year and a half ago, the initiative really got underway. So for the first 2 years, it was more of data collection, research, understanding what the region had to offer and how you
right.
could really start to build that bridge off of what type of infrastructure. And when I mean infrastructure, I mean people, businesses, etc. But now we're in the execution phase.
The fun part, man.
Right.
We can start seeing things happen.
Exactly. So now being involved in those initial conversations with companies that, you know, that need a talent base or have, you know, want access to people that, you know, maybe it's difficult to find, you know, a specific skill set here that we have back in Cambria County, it's that has been the fun part, is pairing and matching and having conversations with Jonathan weekly.
That's right.
About
weekly? I'm sorry.
Sometimes it's daily. And I'm like, Tyler, quit calling me all the time. No,
I hope you got him a birthday present.
That's right. Yeah. Where's that been?
But, just talking about, you know, exactly. Just things. Just yeah. how would we approach this, and just good advice mm-hmm. all around.
And Tyler, what's your connection?
Wow, we're doing like his performance review right now.
We are. And I'm getting a pay raise.
I know you
are. It's fantastic. And so Tyler, what's your connection to Johnstown, and why? What gets your passions going to be part of this project?
Sure. So born and raised in Cambria County. When I graduated from college, I had the opportunity to work for a digital investor relations firm in New York. Which is a great experience. We focused on small cap publicly traded companies, and I was kind of like the youngest person at the firm. So mm-hmm. naturally, I got all like the new technologies dumped right on me, and I started to become like a tech guy. Like, wow, this is great. I've never seen these things. But so ultimately, during that time frame, we started to work with a vendor in Pittsburgh, which was a really good experience. And I ended up going to work for that vendor.
So he came back
to Pittsburgh, worked for a company called Community Elf and Rent Jungle.
Mm-hmm. You know those guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, great group of guys, John Pastor and Gung, mm-hmm. and spent several years there, and then moved back to Johnstown after the company was acquired.
Love it, man.
And just now involved in this great initiative. Started another business in technology several years ago. And
so cool.
So just love being a part part of the opportunities.
So talk a little bit about some of the opportunities. Like I said, great companies that are out there. There's really such bench strength when it comes to manufacturing, technology, and the talent that you have there. And I think a lot of our companies and people in Pittsburgh don't quite know that. So hence, this is a two-way bridge.
Well, and let me just say before you jump in.
Sure.
Is that in Pittsburgh, people have been working so hard for so long to try to dig us out, so to speak, both figuratively and literally. And when I went to Johnstown, I realized there was so much to impart because we just may be a decade or more ahead of where you are. So it's, you know, I want folks to sort of understand that. And I say that because I had no context for it. So I think I sort of had a good eye mm-hmm. for trying to piece this together. It wasn't around self-esteem and, you know, things that sort of cloud the perception. And I think that was the thing that stoked me the most about being in Johnstown. Plus, you have like an amazing vinyl store.
These are important things.
Like the oldest, right?
It's like the oldest, right? Yeah. So I just wanted to say that I think it's important. You know, when they say bridge to Pittsburgh, it's reciprocal. Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point, it's definitely bidirectional.
Right, and I think you summed it up pretty well. Right. We're about a decade behind. We're coming out of it, starting on the upswing, and those little tidbits of advice and kind of show us the path a little bit are very important to us.
Yeah, because you don't have to make the same mistakes.
Exactly.
It'd be cool for you to like skip 5 years of mistakes.
<That'd be laughs> exactly. Awesome. Learn from others, right?
Right.
Just accept the fact that you don't know everything.
Just leapfrog. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that's why I think it's so exciting. And I think of some of the companies that are out there, like the JWFs. There's some really neat capacity there. Tell us just a little bit about that. We've got about a couple of minutes, just like some of the key assets that are out there right now. And then what I'm really excited about the rest of the show, we're going to be talking to some of the companies that are out there right now doing business, so you can kind of learn more about them.
Yeah, we have a fantastic manufacturing base in Johnstown that worked with the defense industry. Companies like JWF that does world-class work at prices that are, you know, competitive and quality and on time and a great leadership team that's built themselves up from a garage, really, to where they are now.
Literally from a garage.
Yeah, literally from a garage, you know. And those are great people, great community people. But also, you know, they do top-tier work. And these companies that we have in Johnstown worked on some of the biggest projects, defense contracts that there were in the country. Yeah. Competitively bid, won competitive bids to these projects, have the talent force to deliver. Mm-hmm.
And the clearance, which is really important.
And the contacts.
And the contacts, right.
We still have those contacts back into the defense industry for people looking for those opportunities. So our manufacturing base really, I think, is
That's been the secret sauce in Pennsylvania, right? So we're going to learn more about that tonight, which I am just so excited. I can't say enough as to how much we're just pumped to to be part of this project. So if you go to bridgetopittsburgh.com, you can learn so much more. Really just nerd out on the site, and you can kind of learn more about, you know, the companies that are out there, the resources that are out there. And it's always being updated because there's always new stuff being added. In tonight's show, Audrey, we've got some great guests with us. We have First Team Advertising. We have Precision Business Solutions. And, of course, the one, the only, Mike Haruska from Problem Solutions stopping by as well tonight, too. Great companies, all based out in Cambria County, in the Johnstown area. And they're all looking to link up. And there's way more companies beyond these guys, which I think is so exciting.
And you'd be surprised, ever since I went to Johnstown, how many successful people in Pittsburgh are from Johnstown.
There's lots of recent connections.
So they've actually reached out to me and said, I didn't know you were doing that. That's sort of cool. That's
and they like it. Yep. They're like, we want to help out. So much coming here for Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirshning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. I'll be right back after this quick break. Hey, everybody. So glad you could hang out with us tonight here on Tech Vibe Radio. As we mentioned earlier in the show, special show, we're dedicating this show to the Bridge to Pittsburgh initiative. Really, the Tech Council has been part of this for a little over a year and a half, 2 years, and we have so much fun with this initiative because it's all about connecting companies that are in Cambria County and in Pittsburgh and vice versa, because there's such bench strength going on out in Cambria County, such cool manufacturing companies, technology companies, you name it, they're out there. And as a region, we're stronger when we hang out. And this is a cool two-way bridge, a high-speed bridge, dare I say, because it's not that far of a drive to get out to Johnstown, and Johnstown's not that far to get to Pittsburgh, unless there's a Taylor Swift show. When, just saying, sometimes traffic can be nasty, but for the most part, connectivity to the regions is fantastic. And we got actually, so Tyler, you're hanging out with us, and you're my co-host for tonight.
That's right. I'm having fun.
So glad you could do that. So tell real quick about your background. Tell our listeners about you real quick again.
So my background grew born and raised in Cambria County. When I graduated from college, I had the opportunity to work for a digital investor relations firm in New York, and ended up having a vendor that was from Pittsburgh that did a lot of great work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately ended up partnering and working with that vendor in the future.
Gotcha.
It brought me to Pittsburgh, and then from Pittsburgh, I made my way back to Cambria County and fully involved in the Bridge to Pittsburgh project and involved in helping companies like Ryan's,
yep,
pair with companies in Pittsburgh and vice versa, and building relationships and opportunities for folks.
Great. I think you are now certified to fill in for one Audrey Russo.
Nice.
Fantastic stuff. So we are talking to Ryan Gimmelsberger from First Team Advertising.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for hanging out with us. So what's your background? Tell us about the company real quick.
My background, I guess I kind of a unique start. I started working for a company my last semester of college.
Okay.
It was a manufacturing company that manifested laboratory centrifuges for the medical industry.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought a line of hematology analyzers off of a very large company. So I actually got hired to come in. And at that time, you talk about like Google AdWords today.
Yeah.
You talk about advertising on Google,
right,
paid search, like everybody knows about that stuff. But
right,
at the time, like it wasn't a big thing.
Right. And exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the platform wasn't
it
is today.
Uncharted territory at that time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the things they hired me on to do was to actually manage that budget for them in the US and the UK as they were trying to manage, you know, market and roll these products.
Gotcha.
So it was pretty interesting. And eventually I, you know, just decided that I kind of wanted to do my own thing. It was a weird story of how I ended up where I was at. But we actually got into it doing like indoor digital signage. And then I just, you know, met another guy that had
okay,
like a background in an agency and background in production. And that's how I ended up getting into like the full advertising agency.
And you got First Team, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it started off. So I was like 23 years old when I started.
I love it.
First Team Advertising. Yeah. So it's really evolved. Particularly over the last like 5 or 6 years, it's really gotten the market's changed a lot, and it's gone more.
And so you're based in Johnstown?
We are, yeah, based in Johnstown.
I love it. So Tyler, how do you hang out with Ryan these days?
So on a personal level and on a business level,
okay.
I've known Ryan for years. He'd been down here. He had actually lived in Pittsburgh for a few years, right when I was here as well. So,
okay,
yep. You know, there's this common theme of you know, Johnstown folks, Cambria County folks in Pittsburgh. So we've had, you know, we had almost like a peer network.
I like it. No, exactly. It was awesome.
So, you know, that's, Ron runs a great business, and it's just one of those things where being able to collaborate with folks like Ryan and Mike and our other guests, it's just been really, really fun.
It's got this team of people.
That's right.
To a certain degree. I think it's just so interesting. And just reminding our listeners, go to bridgetopittsburgh.com to keep learning about what's going on here, because I think it's just so important to see some of the cool, easy, natural connections between Johnstown and Cambria and good old Pittsburgh as far as that goes. So, Ryan, at First Team, what are some of the core things that you guys do? What are the typical problems that you're solving for your customers? And you mentioned before you came on the show, like you're across a lot of different industries, which I think must make your job very interesting.
Yeah, we are. I mean, one of the things about being in Johnstown and Cambria County is, I mean, it's not as large of an area as, you know, Pittsburgh or Allegheny County for sure. So, we work with a variety of different businesses. We're not really niched into one type of industry per se. So, what we do on a daily basis is we're working with businesses holistically. So we're kind of going in and saying, okay, what outcome are you trying to achieve, right? Because we're more of an outcome-driven business. So we're looking at, you know, what are those outcomes? And a lot of times, like, those are different pieces of a business. It's just not just a holistic piece.
Exactly.
We want to drive this product line, or we want to drive this service line, or whatever it might be. So how do we identify, like, what customers are we trying to reach? What's the promotion we're trying to make? And also, like, the big part of that is, what media are we going to use to reach them, right?
With all the different media that's out there these days, whether it's email marketing, whether it's search engine optimization so people can find your site, whether it's social media, you got a whole list of tools to help solve these problems with.
You do, yeah. It's a lot of fun today to be in a marketing and advertising profession, that's for sure.
I feel like it's a tech job more than anything.
I mean, it's becoming that. Yeah, I mean, it really is, to be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot of technology, and we, you know, we develop a lot of website development, a lot of landing pages that we're, you know, trying to place the most appropriate content in front of users whenever they arrive at that location. So, you know, again, we're driving that outcome. But there is a lot of technology and a lot of coding, a lot of things of that nature that
definitely
goes behind it. There are a lot of different tools, and I think one of the biggest things that we do is determining what are, you know, the best tools to use for each customer. And there's a lot of situations that we run into where we're working with businesses, and maybe what they're doing or what they have done has just not been the best fit. So in a lot of instances, we're able to come in and say, hey, look, we're not trying to get you guys to spend more money. We're just saying, what if we looked at this problem in a different way?
Interesting.
What if we spent these dollars in a different way?
Right.
And can we develop measurable outcomes to see, you know, are these techniques, you know, are these medias that we're using working? Are we getting the results that we're trying to obtain?
So, absolutely. No.
Very, very cool.
So, Tyler, before we got on air, you were talking a little bit with Ryan that he's doing some interesting work.
Yeah, I think
in other areas.
Yeah, I think that Ryan's done some really interesting work around lead generation.
Yeah.
From a technology standpoint that I've just, you know, seen him develop, and also recruiting. Because again, we talk about talent all the time.
It's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, you got to have the right people with the right skills.
Exactly. And we're in an economy right now where talent is in demand. I mean, it's the job market looks good, and then, you know, the economy's in good shape. So Ryan has done some really interesting things in that space outside of just marketing and advertising,
right,
but building capabilities.
So Ryan, how many people are on your team these days?
We actually have 6 people. So we're able to actually do quite a bit of work.
I was gonna say, right,
that small staff. Yeah. Yeah, but
and you work with people obviously around the country. Like, you're not geographically limited.
We do. I would say that, you know, we're predominantly on the East Coast, but mm-hmm. you know, I would say 60% of our business is really, you know, within an hour of Cambria County.
Cool. So tell our listeners about your website, because I was on your site and you have a ton of capabilities and it's very neatly organized. You can really learn about the company quickly. Where can people go and learn more about you?
Yeah, I mean, they could definitely go to firstteamadvertising.com.
Okay.
Number one, STTEAM advertising.com. You know, check us out and you can see some of the work that we've done on there. But yeah, like Tyler said, I mean, we're really looking at, we don't look at companies as, you know, in the box type situations.
Exactly.
We're looking at each company as unique, and
that's what it's all about,
right? You know, so how can we build a solution that's customized?
Fantastic. I tell people, check it out. Simple as that. And thanks for hanging out with us, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
All the way around. So I told you, I have Tyler Trimbeth hanging out with me from the Bridge to Pittsburgh. He's filling in for Audrey Russo tonight, co-hosting with me, because we're talking about some great companies coming out of Johnstown and Cambria County. Just a short drive. And if you drive really fast, it's even shorter. But don't speed, because there's no rush.
It's one road the whole way.
It's just one road the whole way. Very simple, but great opportunities there. So if you go to bridgetopittsburgh.com, you can really learn more about the capabilities, the talent, the strengths that are happening out in the Johnstown area. Bring those into the Pittsburgh area. Reach out back and forth. It's a two-way bridge. We got more of that coming your way here tonight on Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kersning, and I'm from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. You can learn more about us at pghtech.org. It's been 35 years helping tech companies succeed. That's what we've been doing. I'll be right back after this quick break. It's way too much fun to be hanging out with you on a Friday night here on Tech Vibe Radio. In tonight's Tech Vibe Radio, we are just centering the whole thing on the Bridge to Pittsburgh initiative with Johnstown in the Cambria County. And I have Tyler Trimbath from the Bridge hanging out with us. Tyler, thanks for hanging out and filling the shoes for Audrey tonight. I really do appreciate it.
No, thank you. I like the invite. This is fun.
It's a lot of fun. That's why we love coming out here every Friday to do the show. We get to tell the best stories. And I think one of the best stories the council's been telling over the past couple of years has been the Bridge to Pittsburgh. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Bridge before we get to our first guest for this segment tonight.
Sure. So the Bridge to Pittsburgh was established about 3 years ago by a DOD-funded program. Because in Cambria County, we're known for the defense industry.
Absolutely.
And what we've built as a community. And, recognizing that, you can't just build economies upon one industry and you need diversification.
Got to diversify, man.
Exactly. The DOD funded a program to figure out what the best way to diversify was. So for 2 years, a lot of research was done. And then this year, the execution piece is happening. So we're bringing on opportunities for companies like Brian, who you're going to hear from, and others in this segment that, are great examples of diversification and right. technologies that have stemmed from the defense industry and knowledge and talent base that has come from those industries as well.
And it's just a short drive on this two-way bridge.
That's right.
Simple as that. And I tell you what, on this bridge, of course, we have Brian Schrift here from Precision Business Solutions. So, Brian, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah. So, rumor has it, 15 years you've been in business. That's kind of cool, man.
Yeah,
I love
celebrating
that.
Our 15 year this summer.
Especially for a company like yours. I mean, fast-moving industry. To be changing and keeping up with the emerging technologies that you're installing in your customers' operations is no small task. And obviously, you're staying on top of it because 15 years, that's like an eon in the tech world. So congratulations for one eon of service, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
So tell us about Precision. What's the elevator pitch for Precision Business Solutions?
So we provide managed services to small, medium business, mm-hmm. Supplementary services to larger business, helping them with any IT needs that they have.
Right.
Nowadays, it's a lot of security, as you could imagine.
All I hear about that and going to the cloud.
Yes.
And then the security around going to the cloud. It's like this like thing on top of a thing, which becomes kind of crazy as far as that goes. So you said small to medium. What does that mean exactly? So when is a company like too big for your services, or is a company that's too small for your services? Is there a sweet spot for you guys?
The sweet spot is more like in the 20 to 50.
50? Okay.
And then larger than that, there's usually an IT set staff on hand that we'll either work with, help maybe with a special project like compliance or something along those lines.
Yeah, very cool. Now, one thing I've heard about your company is you have like an awesome work culture, which a lot of companies, it's tough because you're solving tough problems. It's high pressure. What I hear is you keep it fun, you keep it relaxed, you keep it energized. Tell us about what makes a great workplace at Precision.
Absolutely. It's not work if you're having fun. So that's the main thing. You've got to like your job. If you don't, you're just going to be miserable.
Of course.
So we try to pair people up with whatever kind of tech they want to work on. Different activities over lunch, grilling out, little foosball or basketball hoop in the backyard, things like that. But ultimately, it's the people. So
that's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah, we've got a great group of people. That's the only reason I'm in going to be in business for 15 years, because I surround myself with great people, and most of them come from the Cambria County area.
That's awesome. And rumor has it you're trying to hire some more.
Oh, absolutely. Always.
Who are you trying to hire these days? What kind of positions are you trying to fill?
It's mainly going to be someone 3 to 5 years where they're mm-hmm. they're getting their feet wet or just out of school, because we have a great mentor and training program. So we kind of jumpstart their skills and pay for certifications, all that fun stuff.
Interesting. And if people want to learn more about that, where can they go on your website to like check that out?
Yeah, you can just hit up our website, precisionbs.com.
Precisionbs.com.
And yes, we have fun with that.
I was gonna say something, and then you beat me to the punch, man. You beat me to the punch. So before we came on air, Tyler was talking to you a little bit about cloud stuff.
Yep.
Let's talk about some of the latest cloud trends going on out there right now. I know it's hard even to define what cloud is sometimes. So how are you defining cloud these days?
So that's a fun one.
Or this week, how are you defining cloud, right?
So the two words that we talked about earlier were security and cloud, and they each mean about a gazillion things right now.
Right.
So what we're seeing a lot is people moving to Office 365. That's the big one. It's handling the email, the file storage, all those types of services. But you still have to protect them the same way you will if they're on site. So that ties in directly with the security. So it's one of those things where you can move your infrastructure out, but you can't get rid of security and some of those risks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me, what are you even seeing out there? I mean, you have a little tech company going out there. Tell us about your company real fast and what you're doing in these areas.
So yeah, I mean, I've been involved in technology for years now and have been involved in a variety of companies. Financial technology has always been something that I find fascinating. And, you know, my focus has been the Bridge to Pittsburgh project and being able to, you know, help companies in our area navigate the channels. And I've been able to do that somewhat successfully because of my experience down here, being involved in the technology scene. And, you know, my question to Brian earlier regarding cloud migration, you see, you know, I've went through it firsthand. There's just so much hardware that is now, you know, companies have built that now need to be migrated. And there's so many options. But Brian touched on a really interesting topic.
Yeah.
And that's cyber. And what that means for small to medium-sized companies,
right?
Because most people think that, you know, cyber only affects the big players. I don't need to really worry about that. I have a 20-person business. I'd love to hear more about, you know, what solutions need to be offered for companies of that size, because they're not thinking about it. And if they are, then they're really proactive.
So, well, yeah, but tell us, Brian. Tell us.
From a Bridge Pittsburgh perspective, we mentioned the background on the DoD. And there's a lot of compliance regulations for DoD contractors. And it applies to the
most
big boys.
Most of any, exactly, right.
It applies to the big boys, but the small guys as well. So you've got a 5-person shop, a 20-person shop. You have to go through the same kind of, you have to have the same kind of cyber controls that the big boys have. And it's finding a efficient and cost-effective way for them is something that we've been working on for a while with our clients.
That's interesting because they need that. I mean, obviously, small companies you would think could be targeted by malicious hackers thinking that's their way in. But they're working with a company like yours where they know that, hey, they have to have these securities first off. They're doing it with DoD, but knowing they're working with you, those solutions are going to be in place. I think, you know, that's just something that you got to have it.
And
you can provide it, which I think is just fantastic. So you seem to lap really well with all these DoD companies that are out there like that.
Yeah, we've actually had clients get the letters from their prime contractors to say, "Hey, you've got to be in compliance, or we're gonna pull your work,
and that's your lifeline at that point."
Exactly.
But you keep hearing, I mean, it's headlines every day about companies are being hacked. I mean, what was it? The big Target hack came through a small manufacturer
in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah,
and I was gonna bring that.
So, and that's why if they were hanging out with Precision, I'm thinking there would have been no BS there, if you know what I mean.
We would hope.
I couldn't resist, man. I couldn't resist. So tell us about that. I guess if you're a small company like that, even if you're not doing DoD work, just the fact that you could be a portal that's easily hacked to.
Yeah, so they're going after the smaller guys because the smaller guys have those trusted connections with the larger enterprises. So they're looking for the back doors.
Exactly.
And even today, the phishing's been around for a while now. Everyone knows about it, but people are still clicking those links. So it's still the end users that are our weakest link.
And it just takes that one click. That's
one click.
Literally all it takes. One click and it's all gone as far as that goes. Hey, just reminding our listeners, we're doing our Bridge to Pittsburgh show tonight. Go to bridgetopittsburgh.com. We're talking to Brian Schrift from Precision Business Solutions, precisionbs.com.
That's it.
Simple as that. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. So what are some of the newer trends that you're thinking about right now? What do you see coming down the road outside of cloud and cyber? What else are businesses thinking about these days, or should they be thinking about these days?
Well, a lot of it's still playing catch up.
Yeah.
A lot of organizations just aren't where they need to be.
Yeah.
So there's definitely the future thought Internet of Things, all those connected devices that are starting to show up in offices, homes. When you connect to the office from home, are you introducing anything?
So when Tyler puts the Nest in his house, he's introduced something to be hacked that could get into his network, which could get into someone else's network, and all of a sudden it becomes this crazy, scary world because Tyler has a Nest in his house. And, you know, I have an internet-enabled toaster, so you know, I don't. But, but if I did, it would be ordering me bread and peanut butter, you know, whenever it ran out. So, but I had to go. But it is something to think about because, actually, we had, the vulnerabilities that are created when you have all these devices, you're not thinking about the fact that your Alexa's on and the fact that you have your thermostat controlled or that you have a Ring and you can see what's going on. But you got to be thinking about it.
No, absolutely. Even the smartwatches that basically track everywhere you go.
Right.
Well, if that data is compromised, then someone now knows everywhere you've been.
And they can use that against you.
Absolutely.
They can use that against you. It's why it's a scary world. But that's why precision's in business, because at the end of the day, you're able to help keep our company safe.
Absolutely.
Simple as that. Any other top tips before we hit the road?
Oh, just don't click those links.
Honestly, that's probably the biggest thing. If it seems too good to be true,
it probably is.
It definitely is.
No one died and just wheeled you $100,000.
And the one thing I have learned from many guests here is to hover over the links, because if they, the way they actually show, if you actually see the URL, if it doesn't match up, don't click it.
Because yep, if it looks fishy, it probably is.
If it smells weird, it definitely is.
So. Brian, one quick question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your business, you know, your service area, you know, how far, what's your geography?
So the beautiful thing about IT is we can do the bulk of our work remotely. So we're everywhere from Western Pennsylvania down to the DC area. So we cover pretty much anywhere that a client could need the services.
Love it. Simple as that. Once again, precisionbs.com.
Visit us when you can.
Absolutely, man. And of course, bridgetopittsburgh.com. Simple as that. If you go to the Bridge of Pittsburgh site, you can learn about all the companies like Precision that are out there. All these great resources that are right there in the Cambria area. Quick, easy drive. And like I said, half this stuff, you don't need to even drive. It's all virtual. You can hang out that way too. So glad you guys can hang out with us tonight. We got more Tech Vibe Radio coming your way. I swear, this is Jonathan Kirsting from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Fly over to Twitter at pghtech. I'll be right back after this quick break. So glad you are joining us tonight here on Tech Vibe Radio as we take the entire show and talk about the Bridge to Pittsburgh, bridgetopittsburgh.com. Really great initiative, building the connections between Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, and Cambria County and Johnstown. There's so much great stuff happening out in both regions, and bringing them together, I think, is just magical stuff. And I've had too much fun tonight talking to some of the great companies and people that are making this thing happen. And I have Tyler Trimbeth hanging out with me tonight, filling in for Audrey. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight, Tyler.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a cool initiative. And working with folks like you has been very inspiring for me. This is one of these projects, like we the council, like, we get a lot of juice from this because we see your passion. We see the progress you guys are making. And for us to play like a little role in that, we think is just a lot of fun. And it gets us thinking about, you know, how we can make things bigger and better. So for us to take a show like this tonight and kind of dedicate it, I think it just puts a little extra sparkle to it, if you know what I mean. So.
No, it's a great initiative. And we're very thankful for the council as well for helping us out.
Definitely.
And really helping us lead the charge.
I love it. And I was telling everybody before, we're saving the best for last. No stranger to Tech Vibe Radio. We've got Mike Haruska here from Problem Solutions. Mike, I think you're like one of the big piers of the Bridge to Pittsburgh, right? You're like one of those like anchor points, I think, to a certain degree, keeping the bridge up. Keeping it going.
Just trying to build the bridge. Thanks for having me.
No, of course, man. It's been too long since we've talked to you, man. And first off, who is Mike Haruska? Secondly, what the heck is Problem Solutions?
Well, I grew up in the Johnstown area and spent a lot of my life traveling and living other places, like Washington, D.C. and other big cities.
Just like Tyler over here.
Yeah. We're boomerangs.
This is what I like about all these folks we've been talking to, Mike. They're like, yeah, I was, you know, from here, left, but no, I came back.
Yeah, and when I left, I had no intention of coming back. I went a lot of other places.
No intention of coming back.
And I realized the stuff I was looking for is right here in Western Pennsylvania.
Right.
Amazing recreation, cool people,
right.
Good food, good music.
Yeah.
Beer.
and beer. Mm-hmm. Yes, all those magical things. And oh, wait, beer. It all comes together as far as that goes. So at what point did you decide, no, I am coming back to Johnstown?
I was leaving a government research position.
Okay.
And said, you know what, I think I'm going to move back home.
Okay.
We're close enough to Pittsburgh, and we have enough spare parts in Johnstown.
Spare parts in Johnstown.
That we can do cool stuff with, but we're right. Small enough as a community that we can connect. There's great higher education.
Right.
I can live next to the woods and next to the trail. I can be in Pittsburgh in a little over an hour.
Dang, it's like the trifecta going on there of all the good things happening. So you actually then founded Problem Solutions in Johnstown?
Yes, founded Problem Solutions in Johnstown in 2004.
2004, and you've been rocking it since. So give us the elevator pitch of Problem Solutions. What are the problems that you solve, and what do you do?
Yeah, so essentially we are a company that is a strategy, technology, and product mercenary firm. We're kind of like the A-Team. You have a problem, you want to make something, a contraption's never been made, or blow up some kind of obstacle. I know that's a little ethereal, but we help companies make products that have never been built before.
I like the A-Team thing. It reminds me of Mohawks.
Which one am I on the A-Team?
I think you could be Mr. T, possibly.
I like to fly.
Okay.
I like it when a plan comes together. Does that give you a
Murdoch?
Hannibal.
Yeah. See, I only watched very little A-Team as a kid. I was more of a Dukes of Hazzard kind of a dude. So, I'm just saying, but I love the A-Team.
It says a lot about it.
Just because of Mr. T.
Yeah.
Just saying. No. Either way, you said you solve problems.
We solve problems.
Yeah.
We help people make stuff. We work with Fortune 500 companies to build enterprise solutions that don't exist. They have a business problem. There's nothing that does that thing that they need, and we help them get that capability. We also work with startups, too. One of my favorite ones here in Pittsburgh, these guys from Angler.
Yes.
They just did a $3.3 million Series
raise. I know. That was so cool.
We built their product and technology from zero to hero.
And you did it in a record amount of time, too.
From idea to in the box in stores, about 10 months.
Just 10 months.
Just 10.
And you can do that because you're in Johnstown.
Well, you know, you'd think that we may have an interesting opportunity there. We've got a lot of really smart people that were attracted and grown through the defense industry that know emerging technologies. And
right.
We've been able to kind of put them all under one roof and do impossible things in really short amounts of time.
That's what I'm talking about. That could be your tagline.
Ooh.
Another one. Just saying. Possible things.
All right, you're giving me ideas.
I'm just here to give you ideas,
Mike. I was going to say, we take complex projects and produce predictable results.
Yeah. So what I love is, so you're working with small and big. When you're working with these big companies, do they find it curious that you're doing this out of Johnstown?
Some of them do, but it's really interesting. A lot of places all around the country, because most of our customers are national, someone has a connection back to Johnstown. Or Western Pennsylvania.
Interesting. I like that.
Yeah, and they respect that in some way. I mean, this was the part of America that built America anyways.
I think they're going to associate the fact that, no, you actually roll up your sleeves and really get a lot of work done there. Like, because the work ethic is so awesome. Like, there's a lot of sincerity that goes there. And I think that sticks as far as that goes. So Tyler, you've been hanging out with Mike for a long time.
I have.
I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah. There are days where I wonder, what was I doing?
What was I thinking? No, we absolutely love Mike. We need more Mikes as far as that goes. How can we take Mike and clone him and get more folks in Johnstown taking his awesome attitude his ability to just kick butt?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because in the car on the way down, he was on a conference line.
Okay.
And I couldn't hear the other person, but he'd said something like, "Nope, I'm pretty sure there's only one Mike Ryska, and I'm not a twin."
Oh,
so
my.
This must be a trend of some sort about can we clone Mike? So when we start to decide, we start technology advances to that point, maybe Mike will be our subject matter.
Are you working on the cloning thing yet, Mike?
I've been trying. I just can't do it.
It's a tough one, I heard. But if you can figure that one out, you might put Johnstown on the map.
We just keep cloning goats. That's it. That's it, exactly.
Well, I think Mike has used the defense industry as a great example.
Yeah.
We've talked about that earlier today, too. What the industry has created as far as a talent pool and you know, in our region. And
definitely.
Someone like Mike recognizing that and saying, I can harness this talent and utilize it, create great jobs for folks, and do incredible work, and build, you know, hardware and software and be a full service shop.
Build cool companies in 10 months.
Yeah.
Like Angler, which is so cool. So where are you picking up most of your talent from?
They're in the area.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
But we're getting a ton of incoming resumes from people that want to move back.
Whoa, that's very exciting. This is what I want to hear. That's a cool trend.
The boomerang factor. And we see people in the age range of 29 to 35 and people in the 48 to 52 space. They had 1.2 kids, and they say, boy, it's hard to find a babysitter. Want to be my grandma. Or the kids have moved on, and they say, no, I just want to go back home because living's simple and awesome, and you're close to places like Pittsburgh, or a couple hours away from D.C.
Just like you did. more than 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah, almost 15.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's crazy. So that's going to be 15 years for you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You're not a startup anymore, man.
We're not a startup, but we still feel like we are all the time. Because that's who we are.
You maintain the awesome spirit of it. That's what you guys do over there.
Yes, and we have that speed factor. I mean, even though a lot of us came out of government, only about 10% or less of our work...
Despite our government underpinnings.
is with government, and we're all like makers and hackers and tinkerers, and we just love to build things really fast.
And you got some great space up there in Johnstown. Tell us about your offices.
Oh, it's awesome. I think somehow it's connected to Tyler.
Did Tyler help you with your space?
So once again, we inherited something of quality from the defense industry. Lockheed Martin was in Johnstown, and we pulled out of their facility. And we were lucky enough to be able to move into it. I think it's probably one of my favorite spaces. We're right by the university.
Right.
We're centrally located for a lot of like good communities with good schools. It's convenient. Many of our employees live within 2 miles.
So you're offering not just an awesome place to work, solving really tough problems, building really cool things, but also a quality of life as well, too. As you mentioned, you live close to the woods. You're close to beer. You're close to all the good stuff. Not stuck in city traffic, but just easy access to all the things that you want in your life.
Right. Trails are right in my backyard. There's a trout stream across the street from my house.
Jeez.
I can be on the top of the Laurel Mountain in about 7 minutes.
Wow.
Laurel Mountain Ski Resort's 15 minutes from my house.
Okay.
So I can go skiing, catch some fresh tracks in the morning, and hit the office by 10.
By 10. And Tyler probably does the same thing, because Tyler, you're not too far away from Mike, huh?
No, probably about 10 miles.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. So you guys are making it work by living and working in Cambridge.
Yeah, right? We're trying to keep it a secret, though. We don't want people to know how awesome it is.
You didn't hear any of the stuff that we just discussed. Simple as that. And it's been about 6 months since I've been out to Johnstown. And when I was out there, like I said, I got a buzz because I was seeing so much of the potential that's out there, but not just potential, actually seeing things in motion, like I was hanging out at your offices. We had a bus tour out there last year. It was kind of fun. We went to CTC, Concurrent Technologies, out there, which is a big employer out there. And we also hit your place, of course, and then we hit JWF Industries. And my mind was really blown as to what was going on out there. And I'm like, wow, man, if we can connect more people there to Pittsburgh and from Pittsburgh into there, we got to make that happen. And Tyler, so you started making these connections now, which I think is really exciting now. We're actually starting to find companies that are in Pittsburgh and saying, hey, let's think about what you can do out here in Cambria County. So like you said, we're in the action mode of this project.
Exactly.
Now.
The execution piece of the project.
Of it. Exactly. Exactly.
So this has been the fun part. So the planning and research phase is not over, but it's subsided, and now it's connecting. It's connecting companies like Mike to companies in Pittsburgh that maybe he hasn't had the opportunity to have conversations with, and making things happen so he can work on more cool projects like the ones
exactly
that he's discussed tonight.
Oh, it's so exciting. I like seeing all this happen, man. Simple as that. So Mike, about a minute left. What else should people know about Problem Solutions and what you guys are up to these days?
We build a lot of stuff that people use and they don't even know it.
I love it.
We just launched a global system for Intel that when you buy a computer and you start licensing your games and applications, we power all of that process.
Are you serious?
License that. We just launched something that an NFL team or more may be using
to
understand what people are doing, understand all the data that they collect on the field. We have systems that we've launched for major sports networks as well. So we're making stuff that operates in the background.
That's so cool, man. I love it. Behind the scenes, kicking butt, man. Problem Solutions. People want to learn more about Problem Solutions. Where can they go?
Easy. Problemsolutions.net.
.net. Remember that part. Mike Karuska, thanks so much. And Tyler, thanks for hanging out with me tonight, filling in for Audrey.
No, thank you. I just had such a blast.
Oh, me too, man. Me too. I really can't encourage people more to go check out bridgetopittsburgh.com and learn about the opportunities there. You never know where your next best business deal is going to happen. Simple as that. And it's right in our own backyard here. Simple as that. Simple as that. So anyhow, got to wrap the show up for tonight. So glad you dialed in tonight and listened in. And hopefully you want to learn more. Every Friday we're here bringing you Tech Vibe Radio, bringing the best of what's happening, not just in Pittsburgh, but in Cambria County as well, too. This is Jonathan Kirsting from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Just remind you, Tech 50 is right around the corner, October the 25th. It's closer than you think. Have an awesome weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.